Hi, my name is Claudia Diarmid.
And my name is Elise Richards.
And my name is Kinsley Husky, and Zee Rampson cannot be here today. Today we are going to talk about the question everyone has been asking. What does literature teach us about our humanity? Considering most of our readings we have read in high school, our broad answer would be courage and strength in order to have forgiveness. This theme plays a very important role in life and humanity. In real life situations, forgiveness plays a big factor in order to maintain peace. It takes a lot of courage and strength to commit to only looking at the positive. Without forgiveness, the world would be in chaos, and everyone would be mad at each other all the time.
Some readings that we have read explicitly how courage and strength are needed in life, especially when forgiving. In the Epic of Gilgamesh, we see how courage and strength are used by Gilgamesh to forgive himself and fix his mistakes. Gilgamesh killed many people and creatures. When his friend Enkidu dies, he regrets everything he did. So Gilgamesh goes on a quest for immortality, but he realizes at first he is being greedy. Gilgamesh then tries to have courage to forgive himself and tries to find immortality for his people, not just himself. The quote from the reading we chose was, "Gilgamesh wanted to honor his people with immortality to show he wasn't all about killing. When I had understood, I said to my Lord, 'Behold what you have commanded, I will honor and perform. But shall I answer the people, the city, the elders?'" Gilgamesh is a good story to show how humanity has to learn to forgive itself.
The next story is David and Goliath. This is a story that shows courage and strength to defeat the enemy. The first quote that exemplifies the answer very well: "I cannot go with thee, for I have not proved them." In this quote, David tells Saul because he hadn't proved himself to the other people. David shows courage in that quote because he wants to prove his strength and bravery to the people, and he makes that his main goal. One more great quote is, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." Philistine says that he wants a man that will give him a good fight. Philistine shows courage in this because he believes that he and his army have the strength and ability to take on anything and have a good fight. But little do they know that one little kid could defeat their strong army. David has to trust that his father will forgive him for going against what he did and be grateful that he defeated Goliath and his army.
The next story is The Grail from Percival of a Knight on a Quest. In this ancient story of the Grail, a knight undertook a great series of spiritual, personal, and arduous adventures while trying to accomplish a quest of finding the Grail. The knight had to have strength and courage in order to pursue his journey, because it consisted of difficult tests, trials, monsters, malicious men, and his ability to relinquish these tasks and obstacles using his special force. As the knight got deeper into the quest, he matured and became more worthy than before. Only the bravest and strongest men would succeed. The knight himself had no idea about the difficult tasks he would have to face, nor the troubling test he would have to take, but all these obstacles made him a stronger and more intelligent knight, especially in the eyes of the court. Every step of the way through the quest required the knight to solve a manifold of riddles, and he would have to use the big brain of his and solve them correctly in order to progress further and closer to achieving the Grail. One quote from the story of the Grail was, "What have I come to see? Stupidity and trickery. May God dishonor and disgrace the man who sent me to this place." This quote emphasizes how difficult and frustrating the quest was for the knight, and how much strength and courage it took for the knight to keep going till the end. Another quote was, "The young man saw the maid's procession and did not dare to ask a question about the Grail or whom they served." This quote demonstrates how the knight restrained himself from asking questions when he really should have asked questions when he needed to. Later in the story, the knight found the Grail in the mysterious castle, but he did not realize he did. He should have built up the strength and courage to ask questions so that he would have been able to understand and figure out what was happening and going on, especially once the castle vanished. The knight had to forgive himself for not being brave when he needed to be the most. This story, The Grail, teaches us that we need to have strength and courage and the ability to forgive others, even yourself, in order to succeed and progress in life.
The last story is one that connects well the answer to the question. The Tempest is mainly a story of betrayal and forgiveness. In Act 1, Ariel was kept as a servant.
Prospero mistreated Ariel and made him do cruel deeds, to pay him back for releasing him from the tree. He was put in by Sycorax.
For example, Ariel was forced to make a terrible storm and crash his ship onto the island, which had Alonso, the king of Naples, Sebastian, Alonso's brother, Antonio, Prospero's brother, and Duke of Milan, and others. Antonio took the spot of Prospero. After Prospero let down his spot so he could focus on his studies, Prospero became jealous and mad after the incident, so he had to have strength later to forgive Antonio and everyone else that helped usurp his dukedom. But he also had to have courage and strength to see what he did wrong and forgive himself. In the next act, Gonzalo was judged for loving the island and sharing his opinion. Many people were rude, and Gonzalo had to forgive those people. He had to keep strong and have courage in order to ignore the cruel comments everyone told him. Next is Act 3 and 4. Ferdinand is busy doing work for Prospero, but it didn't seem to bother him. As Ferdinand worked, he thought of Prospero's daughter, Miranda, and how sweet and beautiful she was. Miranda would see how hard Ferdinand worked, and it troubled her. She would beg Ferdinand to not work so much for her father, and she insisted that he rest and let her finish his work. This made Ferdinand love her more, and he asked Miranda for her name. After Miranda told him her name, she realized that she broke the promise to her father. Miranda promised Prospero that she would not give her name to a man, but Ferdinand rejoiced knowing Miranda's name. Bestowed upon the eyes of this young couple, some vanity of mine art. Although it was hard for Prospero to let Miranda marry Ferdinand, he wanted Miranda to be happy, and he did his best to provide support to the new wedded couple.
In the last act of The Tempest, Prospero was influenced by Ariel. Prospero decided it would be the right act to forgive Caliban for his malicious witch mother, Sycorax's perfidious doings, and forgive his brother Antonio for betraying him. A quote from The Tempest is, "For you, most wicked sir, whom to call brother would even affect my mouth, I do forgive." In this quote, Prospero forgives his brother, Antonio, for doing him wrong 12 years earlier. Antonio had taken over the Dukedom of Milan when he was too busy focusing on his studies. Prospero and Miranda were cast away on a raft and washed up on a mysterious island where the interplay takes place. Even though Prospero was seeking revenge at the beginning of the play by using his magical powers in order to create a storm that would cause Antonio and his men to shipwreck as they were passing by the island. At the end, he realized that even though revenge may feel good, forgiveness and virtue is the best way to go. A quote that reveals this conclusion is when Prospero proclaims, "The rarer action is in virtue than in vengeance." Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.